Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
The fact that you feel like you have to hide and be ashamed of what you've done because of what people will think of you. Should we not take out body confidence and talk about women empowerment?
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Natalie's back in the car, but you really are weight very healthy today.
I know.
Salad. This would be very interesting if you put your pants on salad.
I already feel like I have to.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's this Cat and Nat podcast. It's not always about Natalie's bowels, but when it is...
It is.
It's a good time, really, to talk about Nat's bowels because it's a real problem. People think you have... Someone said, did you get your thyroid out or something?
Oh, for God's sakes, the thyroid. I tried to have a thyroid.
I know. It's amazing you're not zero... I wonder if you have any, like, vitamins left in your body because you shit your pants so much. I'm concerned for your body.
Sorry, guys. When she's saying that I shit my pants, she doesn't actually mean I shit my pants. It doesn't mean I haven't shat my pants, but we're talking about I have to go to the washroom after I eat.
Every time.
Very sensitive. People are like, you must have a lot of food allergies. Clearly I do. The thing is that even if you told me I was allergic to something, it wouldn't stop me. I'm aware.
If it did, I would be so disappointed in you.
So bored.
I'd be like, you're such a loser.
You wouldn't have to speed on the highway.
I'm not calling people with food allergies a loser. I'm just saying Natalie does not fit into our lifestyle for her to be.
Have any allergies or any ailments.
She already doesn't drive on any major highways. We cannot add
another. Another weirdo thing.
No.
Not that you're weirdo if you have these things, but another, what's the word? Setback. I can't have another setback.
Another, we are so good with these podcasts because, you know, we're now, we're not actually ahead. We're like, we need to do two more this week in order. So what we'll do is tonight we'll do another one.
Yeah, and then tomorrow
night we'll do another one.
In the car with wine.
In the car with wine, so we're not having to do two. So then we're ahead for next week.
Yeah, and then we'll do cocktails on the weekend and do another one.
Oh, my God.
And then it will be called the Drunk Podcast.
We already talked about Halloween this weekend, and...
I'm going to see you at all. I'm going to see you this weekend, darling.
You seem to have a full schedule.
Do I?
Well, Halloween is...
What else do I have?
I mean...
What's my full schedule? Tell me.
So, Nat thinks that Okay, so 4 to 5 is going to go longer. They're not going to shut down the street at 5 o'clock, right? Like, they're just going to go, like, I mean, it, like...
Yeah, no, my party's going all night. You think I'm not drinking during that parade? I'm not drinking starting at 4 o'clock? Heck yeah, I am.
So she's having a street parade, so I won't see that night.
No.
I won't see you Halloween night.
Don't you, like, invite me over on Friday night? Like, sit on your back deck? Isn't it gonna be,
what's
like,
tomorrow night? I feel like someone degrees? Has something.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, fuck.
It's only hump day. But, guys, we have so much going on. And, we, like, you guys know, we have all these products that we were selling because we loved giving, like, being able to share with everybody, make it super easy to get the things that we love into your hands. So, we're ending that. Because, you know, it's just, you know, we have
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and we have a lot of amazing content that we want to deliver to you. And although we love being able to get this into your hands.
I forgot we were podcasting.
Yeah.
I literally forgot we were. I was thinking about the weekend. I'm like, God, what are we going to do? And
we also, sometimes we don't love interrupting our natural content with having to sell to you guys. And the selling to you guys is for you. We're making it easy for you. But it sometimes interrupts what we just really want to get down and dirty. So we had so much fun doing that, but when we were on live today, we're like, okay, we want to get it into the hands of everybody who wants it, because we're not going to have it again. And we just out of the blue decided to do bundles.
Yeah.
Bundles of the amazing merch that we have, because listen, it's all great and you could buy it for yourself, give it to other people. So it was a good thing, especially during the holidays. You need to start thinking about shopping now.
You know what I was just thinking? So if this launches, so we're creating a more sustainable brand outside of Cat Nat. So it's not always Cat Nat. However, I just realized who Cat Nat are still going to have to execute the marketing to sell it.
Yeah.
So really, we're just naming something different, a different thing.
Well, but
we're doing the same thing because there's no plan outside of Cat Nat.
Well, hopefully there'll be a big digital ad plan. And also, we are going to get a bunch of fun content from our daughters.
When?
Well, once we get the merchandise.
I'm like, it's November.
Well, we have to have the
stuff
to do it.
It is November on... November come and snuck me in the pants. You know what I mean? It literally snuck me in the pants. Snuck me
in
the
pants. Did it boner in the back of you?
It fucking... I was like... When I was talking, I was like... Like, Halloween, because there's been so much conversation about Halloween. And then I'm like, oh, November 1 is Sunday. November. Dude. November.
Yeah.
That means we're 2 months away from 2021.
Oh, good. That's when this ends, right?
2 months away from... We have 2 months. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
I know. It's also crazy
because 2021 was supposed to be a brand new year.
And now the Prime Minister's saying it's going to be a dark winter.
What is it? For what? Does he know the weather so far out?
No, he means COVID-style darkness.
Why? What does that mean?
It's going to be dark. It's going to be real bad.
It's going to get worse.
It's just not going to be better.
I'm so confused. How does it magic?
I told you. The doctor told me.
The doctor told you, too, it's going to be bad.
Nope. She told me that we've got vaccines.
I'm so confused. I'm so confused. I love that he knows that it's going to be a dark winter.
Prepare yourself for a dark winter.
He said that.
Yeah. But not in that voice.
What does a dark winter mean?
Lockdown.
Oh, is that what he said?
No.
I'm so... Anyways, I do want to say that when
By the time we get out of here, you're going to have a pool. That'll be the reward, and you'll invite all the strippers over.
My husband has to get a magic hat.
Yeah, he's getting his magic hat today.
Or a magic stick, not for my vag.
I got the magic stick. No, he is going to pull out his magic stick.
I have not been horny at all.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually the opposite of horny. I'm actually like, why? I really love you, but why?
Okay, well, this is... Okay, so are they going to be okay with this? Because I don't see a change.
Are you there too? No. They? Like, are you sleeping?
You? Are you kidding? I have no desire.
Me neither. Maybe I'm my vagina's COVID depressed.
You know how like some people don't have taste and smell? We don't have horn.
No. This is a great mom truth.
No, it doesn't. It's not.
COVID, my vagina's COVID.
I don't even think it's still alive. It's just this thing between my legs or in the front. We're not sure. But it's just this thing.
It's, thank God it's not just
God,
me.
Oh, God, no.
Thank God we brought this.
But are those husbands going to be okay with this? I mean, I know we shouldn't really care about them, but.
I just feel like I'm like the thought of taking off clothes is like.
And skin then, to skin?
And performing. I don't know. I don't know about this anymore.
I actually feel like if I were to do it, it wouldn't even be good. So like,
you'd be like, oh, this is fun.
No.
But pretend. You'd have to say it. You would never say, you'd never lie.
No. Oh, I mean,
would
I don't
you
want
lie?
To. And, like, right now?
Yeah.
I'd probably be so bad.
Yeah, but they don't. They do not see bad.
Yeah.
They do not see bad.
And but they're like, oh, you're not attracted to me? Yeah. I'm fucking attracted to you. Come on.
But just so fucking shit. How old are you? 10?
Yeah.
I'm married to you. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not attracted to you. You're a grown-ass man. Some days I am not attracted to you factually.
I did get horny for a guy on Instagram. So I guess it's a lie.
Whoa.
Well, he's...
like horny, like you wanted to sleep with
him. Actually, I didn't even think about it. I just looked at his beautiful face.
So now you're pretending.
No, I just lied. But I just lied. I'm gonna, in the next 24 hours, I'm gonna try and take him to bed in my mind, and I'll let you know if anything comes alive.
So you're gonna spank bank him?
Yeah. I'll see if it works.
Okay.
Like if it electrifies and like wakes me up, like crotch rockets, I'll let you know. You know, it's crazy. I looked at his face and his body. I thought he was so hot. I never even thought about his penis.
Ooh, something is up. You know, I believe that the toll of COVID is on the vagina. I do believe that. I really do believe the monotony has really affected the bedroom.
What? I haven't even thought about my crush in so long.
Your crush. So your vagina's dead. That's okay. Mine is too. You know what? It's a phase. It's resting up for 2020. It's just on a quiet rest. It is going to fucking pounce out of that pants in 2021.
I might be like losing my virginity.
It's you. Know, like, it's the year of the pounce.
I think it's sealing up.
Yeah.
Sealing.
You know what? We're born again.
We're going to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're born again.
Yeah.
It's going to be the year of the pounce. So the, like,
oh, 2021?
You know, it's the year of the tiger. You're like, it's the year of the pounce.
Yeah. I'm going to be like.
The pussy pounce.
I won't even need to do cardio. I'll just be constantly pussy bouncing around town.
Pussy bounce.
With my husband. Of course. Of course.
Yeah, because he'll go like, whoa, you. And then you go, babe, let's pussy pounce. And then you pounce on his dick.
Yeah, like, and then just like hop on and start pouncing. And then it's over and then you pounce away. And back to your TV show.
Oh my God. That's great. Thank God you're the same. If you were like, oh God, no, COVID's making me horn.
Oh my God, no.
No. Good.
COVID does to our sex drive what COVID does to people's taste buds.
Thank you.
The same thing.
Get ready for a mum truth on this on Friday. Y'all heard it first. I love this for us. I think we just need to normalize the non-horn.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everyone's normalizing shit.
Yeah.
Normalize.
Yeah.
Vagina, you know, vagina hiatus.
Yes.
It's a vagina hiatus.
It's an unprecedented time for vaginas all over the world.
Oh, good.
And it's going to get worse before it gets better.
We're going to pause and do mum truth. Hold on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, shit, that was really funny. That was really funny. We just did a really great mom truth. I want you all to know it was off the chart amazing. I don't know if you agree, but oh, my God, I was laughing my face off, and that is a good sign.
And you can find our mom truths. You can find them everywhere, but we have them on YouTube. And if you ever want to go binge mom truths because you're just feeling, I need to be heard, you can go and do the playlist of mom truths on our YouTube channel and subscribe to our YouTube channel so that every time we get a mom truth, we do a new mom truth, which is once a week, it'll come up so you'll be able to watch it and you won't miss any single one because you're definitely going to need to know about this one.
So, truth. What we have been alluding to and talking to, and, you know, because you guys get the podcast, you kind of get privy to it, but we're not going to, like, go too much into depth because we want to make it a proper launch. But the genre, you know, a lot of people have said, like, blows my mind that there is not a brand for tweens and teens or conversations about these girls who are coming of age and, like, all we're doing is trying to fix this damage when they're adults of all the feelings they take. I don't know where they get them from. I don't know why they don't feel enough. I can only imagine, you know, conversations they've had with their friends or messaging they've had. But it's our kind of life mission to flip the script so people don't have to go and help themselves become, like, fixed, but we can make them armored so they don't ever have to fix themselves, but they can live teen and tweenhood without everyone being like, oh God, that's a really hard time for girls, and you know?
Well, what we like to say is we want to minimize the damage before the damage is done. Now, if damage gets done, we're all about, like, fixing the damage, but if for any reason we can make that damage smaller than it was when we were younger, then why would we not try and be a part of that, a part of the story and a part of the movement to change?
Listen, damage is also experience, okay? So I'm not one to take away quote unquote damage, because I think a lot of people think of damage and they're like, I've got baggage. It's not the same thing. This is damage that does not have to be done, where girls begin to think less of themselves
completely unnecessarily
because of the way they look. Now, factually, you can't change the way you look. Okay. Factually, you just can't change the way you look unless you go and get surgery. Yeah. You're born with what you're given. So the fact that people beat themselves up for what they've been given and they have no control over is, like, fucking mind-blowing to me. So how do you find that place where you're totally happy with who you are, wanting to sometimes change things because that makes you happy, versus I'm not a good enough person because of this? They're two very different conversations. So wanting to be more fit, wanting to reach a goal, wanting to be the fastest in your class when you're a runner, does not mean you're not happy with yourself. It just means there's just very two distinct conversations. And I don't know why, as society, we have not got it right yet that, you know, if you want to lose 7 pounds, let's just say, because for you, Because you feel better.
And not necessarily because of a number, but because of a feeling you had 7 pounds ago that you felt great.
Yeah. I think that when we tell women they don't need to do that to be happy and confident, I don't want to lose 7 pounds because I'm not happy and confident. I want to lose 7 pounds because I can run faster, I can walk faster, I feel better.
I remember when we were doing Facebook Lives in my living room, and it's like you had an epiphany of understanding that, you know, I kept saying I wanted to lose weight, and people kept being like, you're beautiful the way you are. And you were like, wait, so you feel like you're totally happy with yourself on the inside.
Yeah.
But you want to lose weight so that you feel physically better. And I remember you being like, this is such a thing that people just don't understand.
Yeah.
And it was years ago. And ever since, it's been the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
you can't want lip injections and not be happy with yourself.
No. And if I couldn't afford lip injections, or I didn't have a partnership for it, I would still be happy when I fell asleep.
I know. That's what is so fucked up.
People are attaching a happiness with the way they physically look.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, guys, understandably, often people tie their happiness to the way they look, but not always. And also, we would hope that we can distinguish between the two differences for young girls so they know the two things really shouldn't be attached.
Yeah.
It's about feeling good on the inside.
I swear to God, when Olivia went to town on all of those things this summer, it was the best thing that I could have explained to her, because we were away. I think I explained the story to you guys. She was like chowing down on like pop, which is like high in caffeine, and then fried food, and her body was not handling it well, and she had a panic attack. Like, she had the feeling of her heart racing.
She also did it twice before at other things where she had all the excess and barfed.
Yeah. So she understands this, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to explain to her, when you do this, this is how you feel. This has nothing to do with what you eat, but like your size. This has everything to do with your inside. Like, mm-hmm. they say, take out red dye for ADHD kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that there's certain gluten-free people can't eat wheat.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same fucking, doesn't mean they don't like themselves. It just doesn't do well for their body.
Yeah.
So I really think that, you know, living your the body confidence movement, I have talked about this 101 times, is an amazing movement, unless it's so intense we're shaming people for who want to get to be in a place that they're happier. And the only reason I bring this up is
sorry, healthier.
and whatever they want.
Right.
If they want to be healthier,
yes, we,
and they want to lose
yes.
weight, doesn't mean they're not body confident.
Right.
Even if that's what their brand stands for. Uh-huh. And I, the only reason I really, this is fresh in my brain is because I was talking to someone, and it's not my place to say who, but she is in the space of body confidence, and she has to go, she got more fit. Her journey is, I think, open where she's, anyways, she was trying to get more fit for numerous reasons, and a lot of the weight she was carrying before was stress, even though she is, you know, in the body confidence space, and she's like, what, am I going to screw my brand because I have lost weight and I feel better and I'm working out by telling people I've lost weight?
Because she feels like the bigger people that were there, and she was saying, you know, it's okay to be, to have all, like, to have this extra weight on you. It's okay, and don't feel the pressure to lose it. She feels that she's letting them down.
She's too afraid to talk about it. But you can see it. So I was like, you know, here's the really big problem with this whole movement. The fact that you feel like you have to hide and be ashamed of what you've done because of what people will think of you. Should we not take out body confidence and talk about women empowerment
mm-hmm.
and talk about empowering women to make their choice? Same thing when Gail got sued for saying, this is how
Gail
I feel.
Gail King did a post on Instagram where she's saying, I'm the fattest I've ever been. And during COVID, she's put on weight and now she wants to take care of it. And people were like, this is horrible. Like, it shouldn't be diet culture where you put on weight and then you have to go diet the weight off. Gail's like, fuck, I put on some extra weight. I feel uncomfortable. I want my, you know, my pants are too tight. I want to lose it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So rather than us being like, how dare you? You shouldn't say that. I was like, we should look at the bigger reason of why women feel that because Gail needs to lose weight, they're not enough.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be attaching our own confidence to how other people look. To me, that's a bigger problem. I'm like, so if you're afraid to lose weight because you think that people, you're going to pressure people into being something, that's fucked. I was like, that is fucked. Then we as a society need to stop talking about women's bodies and start talking about how we can fulfill ourselves emotionally so we're not looking to other women to be our beacons of light when we want to change something and we're not like, how dare you?
No.
Like, it's fucked to me.
The most important part is that every day is our journey, and as women, it can be a challenging one. But every day we need to strive to do things that make us feel good and make us bring joy and bring happiness, because that's one thing that the two of us are able to do, is we're able to see, no matter what, that there's something to laugh about and there's something to be happy about. And if you're so consumed with either your body being too big or too small or your exercise and all this, you're not making space for just fun.
No.
And we don't want anyone to consume themselves over the way they look and not leave space for fun.
Yeah, and I sure as hell don't want my daughter in there to be like overthinking what her body is or isn't. You know, like, so when people, I mean, it never fails when we go out, her and I, because we live in a neighborhood where everybody knows us, but they haven't seen her because of COVID. It does not mm-hmm. stop anyone to be like, whoa, you know, like, shocked at how, she's almost as tall as me now. Like, you know, whoa. which is shitty because we're so sensitive to bodies. So rather than it being like, I don't know, I just hope that she's like, whatever, I grew. I should have grown. I'm 11. Like, what do you want me to do? Stay the fucking same? I grew. Yeah, thanks, tips. I grew. Like, I'm gonna grow again. Don't be shocked, you know? And if you ever saw an adult who was bigger, you'd never be like, whoa, looks like COVID got to you. You know what I mean?
God, I would love someone to say that to me. And then I'd be like, you know what? Everyone's noticing I really nab the pressure now.
Right. But hopefully if you didn't want to, you'd be like, fuck it. I look amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I really find this, it's so interesting. It's only a woman conversation too.
And it's very complex, but we know the heart of the way we feel, and we feel confident in what we want to do and a voice,
yeah,
and a dialogue that we want to be a part of the movement.
I want to start the movement where we're not fixing women, but we're empowering them to be. I want the next, no one's doing the next generation. And I want those little girls in our house right now to like walk out the door and be like, fuck it. I'm different. And I'm wicked.
I know.
I want them to feel that, not, oh, I have to explain myself.
I know. I mean, I can't imagine if there's going to be a day that, and I can talk about this podcast because we're moms and it's open, but a day that my daughter wants to cover a part of her body. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because some parts of her body are quite developed and her friends aren't.
Dude.
She never wants to cover it. Do you know what I mean?
But
one day is she going to want to cover it?
I am very thankful. My daughter would feel more impacted than yours. 100%. We know that. We know that if someone made a comment about her, like I was thinking about her school right now, there was a comment, I think I told you this, about how I was talking to one of her friends, and one of her friends was like, oh, so-and-so, everyone likes so-and-so because her boobs are the biggest. Right. And I just thought to myself, I was like, if I was that girl who had the boobs and everyone's like, oh, they only like you because of your big boobs, and that is a conversation on the school ground, I wouldn't want to go to school. Mm-hmm. I would be like this in my... Now, some girl would be like, they all like me because of my boobs, but... No.
She'd be taping them down.
My daughter would be hiding behind baggy sweatshirts and she would not want to do gym.
Lucky for her. She's going to be okay.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh my God, that would be terrible.
I know.
And that's the conversation, though.
Well,
you can't be like, oh, so-and-so's got the biggest dick in grade 6. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, I'll never forget. My younger sister had a friend, and her sister had big boobs, and they called her blank, big boobs blank. Her last name.
That's fucked. That's terrible. Yeah. No. Anyways, I really, we're lucky at this point that they're in great positions to handle what comes at them, and not to.
And I also think, like, if you do have a girl or any child that. You know, Olivia playing soccer, Taylor dancing, someone playing an instrument, having an interest that takes their mind into a place that has nothing to do with their body. And if anything, in sports, showing how amazing the things their bodies can do for them, I think that's really helpful. And if your kid isn't into
art,
and if it's art or it's music, it's like they can go into that world that has nothing to do with the judgment around their body. Like,
yeah.
And you know,
same sex something.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they identify as, like, you know, whatever they identify as, but like having the girl, like having a safe place of like the girl soccer team without is really.
Right, you've got a girl who's the only girl on a boys hockey team. Good for her too. I think
thank God they have equipment.
I know. And they get their own change room all by themselves.
That's sad.
I know.
I was also going to say, if you're looking for tips right now, like your girls and kind of arm proofing them with ways to be resilient, I also really think, having other friends outside of their school is so important. And I think that Taylor and Olivia will always have this safe place where there's like a no judgment, where they can go land somewhere and not be judged.
And no,
you know,
influence on the everyday of the people in their classroom.
No. And if something goes sideways, it's not like, you know, they have somewhere to go. And I would say right now she's got a group of friends at school, and then she has her friends that she hangs out with on the weekend outside of school. And I am like thankful she has. She's not part of the drama. She's just an outsider to the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I love I think that's also really, if you can find friends with other friends who aren't in the same school where you can like do
really
something.
Just diversify where your attention goes to. Because no, it's like when if you have three kids, like no kid should have all your attention. No topic.
Put your eggs in lots of baskets. Don't throw them in one.
And you know, when we're talking about this and we're saying how we don't want to focus on the body with everything that we're doing, it's because we want to focus. When we're also talking about things like that happen to girls developmentally, their period, all these things that were to be there to be shamed for or be embarrassed about, we want to bring this to the forefront of conversation. And we said this before, we know there's other cultures that celebrate when you get your period. And if you think about what a period actually is, it's number one, the most fucking annoying thing a girl has to deal with. But number two, it's what gives you the ability to make a fucking human.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. Oh, you gotta go.
No, I'll go 1 second. My husband's here. He's in the thing. And the next thing is that we are the leaders of them. So as the moms and as women, we're the leaders of the next generation. So if we're sitting there and we are having our own issues with periods and having our own issues with our body and having our own issues with, you know, kind of our shit, they will.
And just so you know, if you do have those issues and you're sitting there and you're like, but I can't help these issues. I've had them my whole life.
We got you.
We can help. You can use us to show your daughters. Here's a platform where they're going to make you feel normal. It's hard for me to talk about because of my trauma and my experience, but this is a community.
I'm like, what? What am I missing?
No, a lot of women do have that though, and they just can't overcome it, and they don't want to be a bad example for their daughter. We're creating a place where no matter who you are, if you don't have a mom, if you've got two dads or you've lost your mom, this is a place where you belong, and we're going to lead by example to give confidence, not just body confidence, but human female confidence in everything that happens to us and the journey that we're all navigating together. So we want to create a place for everyone.
And especially for your daughters, because we have the same, and your sons, to learn about females in a way that isn't subjective or objective, like objectify them. It's just to, you know, my son, which I might be the proudest of him for, is literally a feminist, where he is so for the woman and so for
And when he's got a crush on a pretty girl, he's not objectifying her. He is like celebrating her.
He loves her. You know, and he's not afraid. He's not like, oh my God, girls. He's like, I don't know. I'm super proud of him though. And I think that boys can be part of this action too. You know what I mean? I'm here for this. All right, guys.
Subscribe to all of our things. Subscribe to our podcast.
This was a shorty. This was a shorty, but a goodie.
A shorty swing my way. And guys, get ready. We're creating something, and every one of you is invited.
Can't wait to shower it all with you.
Share. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.